Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off, and for the first time in almost a month, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, who, of course, the show is named after, back in the studio together. Kip has been so excited all week long about us finally being back. I got a text from Kip Branch at 2 a.m. this week. Can't wait to see you on Saturday. I miss you, man.
If you got a text at 2 a.m. from me anytime ever, then you might need to go get on a psychiatrist's couch, because that just doesn't happen. I don't know what you... You come on here, man, we've been on the air 30 seconds, and you're already babbling off some old nonsense. Here we go. When are we going to get into Jason Bishop picking four teams to win the national championship this weekend?
That will not happen today. In the next segment, of course, we'll come on. We got a little reverb in the studio. Yeah, Kip has been complaining that I always do this. Well, today in the next segment, the weekend review, Jason Bishop will not pick all four teams to win the NCAA tournament.
I'm going to give you one winner, and I'm going to give you the scores on how the games are going to play out when we get into that. We got somebody over here on social media. I mean, look, dude, you got to come in here. You got to be ready to play when the red light goes on in the studio. You got to be ready to play.
I'm playing.
Okay. I mean, let's hear it. Let's hear this all this bogus prediction stuff.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and give this to you. As of right now, Duke is a four-point favorite over North Carolina. On the other side, I believe that line is the same. Let me double-check just to be sure.
I think it is four.
That's Kansas and Villanova, and that line as well is four. So Duke is a four-point favorite in North Carolina. Kansas is a four-point favorite over Villanova. So basically what the experts are telling us is that Kansas and Duke will meet for the NCAA championship this season, and if that occurs, Duke would be favored by a lone single solitary point.
Going to be a lot of upset Dukies around midnight.
Why is that?
Hated North Carolina is going to ruin the storybook ending. Retirement swan song for Coach K. Those hated Tar Heels are going to rise up, and then they're going to snatch it from the Dukies, and they may not ever get over it. I'm calling it.
The first time that Duke and North Carolina will have played four times in regular season, twice, ACC tournament, and then in the big dance in the NCAA tournament. First time that's ever happened, which is mind-boggling. My dad mentioned that to me the other day, and I couldn't believe that. So, you know, I had to go and look, and he's right. They've never done it.
They didn't play in the ACC tournament this year.
Who?
Duke and Carolina.
Why?
They didn't play.
In the ACC tournament?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe they did, because I was watching it.
Oh, you mean to get... No. I mean, that's the first time they've met in the NCAA tournament is what I'm trying to...
I thought you said the ACC tournament.
No.
Four times.
See, you were...
You said they played four times.
You need to turn on the light and get on your game.
You just said they played four times this season. They're only going to play three when they play tonight. They played twice in the regular season. They're playing in the Final Four.
We're going to find that out.
Well, I know. I mean, I don't need to find anything. I'll come to this show prepared to
discuss topics. Did Duke North Carolina play in the ACC tournament?
No.
Find that out in a break.
Well, I already know.
We'll find that out in a break.
Carolina got beat in the ACC tournament, and then Duke lost to Virginia Tech in the championship.
North Carolina destroyed Duke the last game that they played.
At Cameron Indoor.
Destroyed Duke.
Yes.
That was a turning point, I feel, for the Dukies.
It better be. Because that same Carolina team has been on fire. They're going to show up in New Orleans tonight. New Orleans is a Carolina town. 40 years ago, Michael Jordan, game winner, freshman. Carolina wins the national championship. The GOAT. New Orleans is a Carolina town. They're going to beat Duke. There's no doubt in my mind North Carolina's beating Duke today. Because that's what they do.
Keep your phone on.
It'll be on.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, right? You're asking me to pick. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So the experts are picking Duke. Duke is the overall favorite of everybody's left, which is kind of nuts because if you remember, Duke was an 11-point dog to Texas Tech a couple weeks ago. Now they're the favorite to win the whole tournament.
Why are they the favorite? They weren't even a one seed. You got a one seed still in the tournament.
Kansas is not as good as Duke.
Oh, they're a one seed and Duke's not.
But they're not as good as Duke.
The committee thought they were better than Duke when they seeded the teams for the tournament.
I look at Duke. I see guys that are going to play in the NBA. I look at Kansas. I see maybe a guy, maybe two, that are going to be reserves in the NBA. Maybe. I look at North Carolina. They've got NBA guys. I look at Villanova. They've got NBA guys. In my opinion, the weakest team in the tournament that's left is Kansas. Despite that number one seed. So I can tell you right now, Kansas is not on my list as far as who I think is going to win the tournament.
I got them beating Carolina Monday night in the national championship.
Of course you do. Of course you do. You only said that because I said they're not going to win.
I got it written down right here. Kansas 76, Carolina 73. Pick the score. Monday night. There's no way the winner of Duke and Carolina is going to bounce back and be ready to win a national championship Monday night. Tonight is a de facto national championship game between those two programs.
Here's what we've got. In the next segment, my week in review, and in the week in review, I will tell you who is going to win the NCAA tournament.
Duke's not.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets recently released their 2022 football schedule. The Yellow Jackets will open at home against Liberty County on August the 19th. The Jackets will then play rival Statesboro in a neutral site game. Southeast Bullock will take to the road this season against Effingham, Hepzibah, New Hampstead, and Benedictine. Home games include Tattnall County, the aforementioned Liberty, Islands, Wayne, and Burke. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Twitter, Bishop_show.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to useless pontification from Jason Bishop.
And here we go. Write this down. The Las Vegas Raiders will win the Super Bowl. Tua, you may have graduated from Alabama, but excuse time is over for you in Miami. North Carolina will be cutting down the nets. Hard Knocks will document the Lions. How fitting the blows have been many in Detroit. Baker, have fun as the backup in Cleveland this season because no one is going to trade for you. The 2024 draft is in Detroit. Why? The Bucks have named Tom Brady their new head coach. Remember when I told you to not believe in Gonzaga? Write this down. Duke is going to win the whole thing. What happens if the Lakers don't even make the play-in tournament? Remember when the NFC South was loaded with quarterbacks? Anthony Black committed to Arkansas. WTF? No one is beating Kansas. What a great week last week to be a Falcon fan. The team secured an unrestricted third-round pick and signed a former Heisman winner and number two overall pick to play quarterback. Great day. Villanova will win the tournament. The Will Smith slap. Chris Rock, show to be a punk. Will Smith, shown to not have any class. And these are my thoughts.
He did it again.
What did I do?
He picked four teams to win the national championship.
I told you I was going to pick who was going to win. That's what I did.
Four teams. That's what you do, Mandy. Our listeners now that have been loyal,
and I
didn't
pick. I didn't pick four teams.
They're not. They don't fall for these shell games, man.
I didn't pick four teams.
I mean, are you one of those guys that works at the fair when the fair comes to town, and you get the little balls up under the shells and you mix them around and let people try to pick which shell the ball's under? Is that? I mean, is that what you do part time?
Do you ever see me at the fair?
I mean, I don't know. I'm asking. I mean, because you've got to play these shell games.
I'm not playing any games. I'm not playing any games. I told you in the weekend review who was going to win the NCAA tournament. I said that's what I was going to do. That is what I did. I didn't pick four teams. You've got to be able to read between the lines, Mr. Branch. That is something you need to learn from me.
Kansas is winning the national championship, and they're going to beat North Carolina on Monday night.
That's your pick?
Yes.
You got Kansas, North Carolina.
Yes. I got Duke losing to Carolina today and never getting over it. And then I got Kansas beating Villanova. Villanova's got a key injury that they're going to be missing today. I don't know. Yeah, I got Kansas over Villanova 68-63. Carolina over Duke 84-80. And I got Kansas over Carolina 76-73.
If you're a college basketball traditionalist, this is your Final Four.
This is a good one.
You've got nothing but blue bloods. You don't have the upstarts, the Cinderella stories, or any of that. You've got two ACCs and Big 12 and former Big East. What is Villanova in now? Is that the Big East?
Big East.
Yeah, okay. So, traditional powers, blue bloods in the Final Four. If you're a traditionalist, this is your tournament. This is your Final Four.
I mean, all four teams have won national championships. Villanova's won two out of the last five.
Mm-hmm.
They've been hot. you know, Duke and Carolina, they're blue bloods. Kansas hadn't won one, I think, since 2008 or 9 in that window. So they're due. Last number one seed in the tournament. I thought they'd be the first number one seed that gets put out, to be honest with you.
I didn't think they'd be the first, but I thought they would certainly go out. I had Gonzaga being the first.
Yep, well, Gonzaga ran into Arkansas, who's signing everybody, by the way.
They got the number. Arkansas just, you heard me say it in the weekend review, they just signed the number one overall player in the country. Arkansas did.
And they've got two or three other five stars joining him, so the future looks bright, at least for 1 year, for the Razorbacks.
I mean, Arkansas hasn't really been relevant since the mid to early 90s on a national level.
They made a run this year in the tournament. Ran into Duke and got beat. You know, they're coming back. It's going to be, if Duke loses to Carolina today, how long will it take the Dukies to get over that?
It will be the, I will say that if there's a team that has to be the last loss, if Coach K is going to go out on a loss, there is no more fitting team for him to lose to than North Carolina.
And a lot of the Duke fans may never get over that.
His last loss was to the Tar Heels.
You got
to
think about Duke. Before Coach K got there, Duke had been to a couple of Final Fours. They'd lost in the title game a couple of times. But Duke,
before I was born,
Duke hasn't won. Coach K took over at Duke in 1981.
81.
And then, you know, in that time, they've won 5 national championships. 13 trips to the Final Four. So I'm sitting here, you know, kind of picking at the Dukies a little bit. But look what this guy has done in his tenure at Duke. They were basically, they hadn't won anything until he got there. And now they're a blue blood in college basketball. 13 Final Four appearances.
Let me ask you the question. What happened to the Duke program when Coach K won't be there next year and beyond?
That's going to be a good question.
I'm asking you.
I got to think, unless they continue to recruit at the level in which Coach K's recruiting at, I got to think they take a step back.
So your pontification is that the Dukies take a step back and hand over the ACC to North Carolina.
Well, you got to think, when Dean Smith retired from North Carolina, Carolina stumbled around a little bit.
They did.
For a few years until they brought Roy Williams back. And then, you know, he won 3 national championships.
Who was the guy that was between the two?
Well, they had a couple of guys. You know, let's see. You had Matt Doherty,
who ran
the program over the cliff.
That's who I had in my head.
Former player they had as a head coach. I mean, he coached at Notre Dame, then came to Carolina. Didn't do well. You know, then after Dean, they had a couple of guys. I can't remember. Bill Guthridge was a coach, I think. But they weren't at the level that Carolina was at when Coach Smith retired. And they, you know, maybe a decade or more, they still made the tournament and had good seasons, but they weren't the Carolina that you expected under Dean Smith. And then Roy came, and then they got back to being Carolina again.
So you're taking Kansas, the whole thing.
I'm going to take Kansas just simply because nobody's really, I think a lot of people is overlooking them. Not giving them a shot. What people aren't factoring in is the mental toll that this Duke-Carolina game is going to take on the winner of that game tonight. This is a national championship game between these two guys tonight. And the winner of that game has got to bounce back in 48 hours and play for the actual national championship. Whoever wins this Kansas-Villanova game, I think is going to win the national championship.
Spring is in the air, and that means new beginnings. Easter is on its way. Make it special. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget, Mother's Day, graduations, and of course wedding seasons are just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
We've reached the portion of the show where the producers have taken control out of the ship, out of my hands and handed over to Kip, which all of you know is a very, very dangerous thing, but it is what they choose to do. So I just comply. And so I will hand over the wheel to Kip Ranch.
Highest rated segment in the show. Backed up for 4 or 5 years now.
Yet they don't rate segments.
Well, they do.
They don't.
Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Los Angeles Lakers. Man, what the heck's going on with the Lakers? 11th seed now in the Western Conference. They're 31-46, 2-8 in their last 10 games. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not even going to make the play-in for the playoffs. What's going on?
I think that needs to happen. I think that they need to blow that thing up and just rebuild around LeBron.
They have. What do you mean, rebuild around LeBron?
They got to get Anthony Davis somewhere else because he's not helping.
LeBron's going to be leaving. He'll probably leave L.A., going somewhere else to kind of chase another ring.
Boston.
Philadelphia or somewhere.
Hmm.
He won't go to Boston. Boston. They don't want no Laker reject in Boston. No, sir. Hmm. That ain't happening. Number four on the butthurt list this week. Number one seeds in the NCAA tournament, Baylor, Gonzaga, Arizona, all underachievers. Gonzaga losing to Arkansas. Arizona losing to American Association of Flag Football Conference team, Houston. And then Baylor blowing a 25-point lead to the North Carolina Tar Heels. Are you kidding? The tourney committee, I don't know. Baylor was a questionable number one seed to me to begin with.
Duke should have been number one.
Well, Duke would have beat Virginia Tech in the ACC tournament championship. They probably would have got a number one seed. Then you'd have had Duke, or they'd have put North Carolina. They'd have seeded them higher or putting them in another region. They wouldn't have put Carolina and Duke in the same region. So number one seeds just looked awful this tournament. Then you got Kansas, the only number one seed left is in the Final Four, and I thought they'd be the first to go. Number three on the butthurt list this week, the Atlanta Falcons. Period. I mean, you trade Matty Ice to the Colts, and all you get in return is a third. This is an NFL MVP. And all you get in return is a third-round draft pick, and then you go out and sign Marcus Mariota like he's the answer in Atlanta? Are you kidding me?
Mariota is a former Heisman winner, number two overall pick.
He's been a backup for how many years?
They didn't have him in the right system. Mariota in the Atlanta Falcons system? Oh, man.
Mariota in the Atlanta Falcons system's a 4-12 nightmare. 4-13 now nightmare waiting to happen. Falcons better draft him a quarterback, because if you go in this season handing the keys to the city to Marcus Mariota, it's going to get ugly. But it is the Atlanta Falcons, so what would you expect?
We'll have this conversation again after Mariota throws his 30th touchdown pass.
To what, 28 interceptions? We'll probably have a conversation after week two when he pulls a hamstring and misses 6 weeks. Yeah, here we go. Atlanta Falcons. Come on, guys.
30 touchdowns. I'm going ahead and predicting that Marcus Mariota, 30 touchdowns, 11 picks, NFL MVP.
Marcus Mariota, 13 touchdowns, 10 picks, and misses 8 weeks on the injured reserve with a pulled hamstring and a concussion and a host of other injuries. Number two on the butthurt list, speaking of quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield. Nobody wants Baker. Here's a guy just a few years ago was the number one pick in the draft. He got the Cleveland Browns to the AFC Championship game before injuries hit last year. And now, the ultimate insult, they have gone out. Cleveland has gone out and traded for Deshaun Watson.
Who was not a number one overall.
No, he was not a number one overall. And he's got the massage therapist union in Cleveland in an uproar, is what the Cleveland Browns have done. And they've got Baker just dangling in the wind out there. Baker, where would be a good home for you? I don't know. I've been thinking about it. But here's a guy that's owed $18 million this year. Somebody's going to have to eat part of that salary to trade for him. Cleveland may have to eat part of it. Baker's still a good player, but he's on the butthurt list today because he's been disrespected in Cleveland.
The Browns have had a lot of season ticket holders cancel their season tickets after the trade of Deshaun Watson.
I mean, Baker's going to have to get a new house, man. You know the commercials when people come over to his house and all that kind of stuff. Man, where's this new house going to be? Come on, man. All that money's been spent on marketing and commercials, and now Baker's got to up and move to a new stadium.
If you're the Atlanta Falcons, would you rather have Mariota or Baker?
Baker.
Okay. I think Mariota's a diamond in the rough.
I think he's a head trainer's nightmare.
I remember when he got drafted, I predicted Marcus Mariota to win MVPs and end up in the Hall of Fame.
He's going to win an MVP on the injured list. Because that's what he does. He stays injured. Number one on the butthurt list this week, the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm.
What are you doing, guys? What? You trade Russell Wilson to Denver for a montage of picks and Drew Locke? I mean, are you telling me that Drew Locke's going to be the answer in Seattle?
Another guy that I pick would be really successful in the right situation, Drew Locke. He's going to excel in Seattle.
Okay. He's going to excel on the bench because they're going to go out and try to... That's where I think Baker will end up, by the way. I think he'll end up in Seattle. But you let Bobby Wagner go.
That was tough.
You let Bobby Wagner go to the Rams. Same division.
Same division.
You're going to play Bobby Wagner twice a year now. You let Russell Wilson go to the Denver Broncos. You have nobody to get the football to these talented wide receivers on your roster, and basically you're telling your defensive, you know, people like Wagner, there's not a place for you in Seattle anymore. What are you doing, guys?
they're going back to pre-Pete Carroll Seattle Seahawks.
Yes, which was that you were in the top three or four in the draft every year.
Right.
Yes.
And you drafted Bosworth.
Bosworth, who got run over by Bo Jackson, who did some commercials, had a couple of, you know, not very good movies. Stone Cold was a good movie, though. Remember that movie by Brian Bosworth? You ought to watch it sometime.
Stone Cold Steve Austin in it?
No, Brian Bosworth. He was a detective working undercover. Broke into a biker gang and just basically wreaked havoc. That was before they brought in a stunt double of Bo Jackson, then he had shoulder problems.
Speaking of WrestleMania, Stone Cold will be wrestling at WrestleMania at age 50-something.
Wow.
Two bad knees.
Two bad knees, a hurt neck.
Broken neck.
Yep. Broken neck, and you got to bring him back for WrestleMania. I should have put WWE on the butt hurt
list. You should have.
And the Seattle Seahawks, they were number one. Baker, call up Seattle. You can go out there and you can make them into contenders again.
We don't want him in Jacksonville.
No, Jacksonville's, you know, they're trying to do things the right way for the 897th time over the past 4 years.
We'll get it right.
We'll see.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Spring is in the air, and that means new beginnings. Easter is on its way. Make it special. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget, Mother's Day, graduations, and of course wedding seasons are just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. We were talking about in the break, talking about Matt Ryan and then, of course, the 25-point meltdown in the Super Bowl. Places you were saying that you weren't with your wife yet when that happened, but you would have loved to have been with her.
Would have loved to just sit here and just watch her go into a classic Jernigan meltdown. Oh, that would have been, I'd have paid big money to watch that.
Yeah, there are, I've got a buddy that's a Falcon, well, he's, right now he's claiming not to be a Falcons fan.
Falcons fan, I mean, here's a city that has had major sports franchises now for over 50 years, and the only world championships the city of Atlanta has are two by the Atlanta Braves. That's it. Hawks, Falcons, the Flames were in Atlanta in the NHL, the Braves have won two World Series championships.
Didn't Atlanta United just win one a couple years?
I'm talking about major sports franchises. I ain't talking about no Atlanta United.
But didn't Atlanta United just
win? Yes, they won. They won a whatever league they are in.
MLS, Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
So there's three.
There's two.
And Georgia Tech has a national championship. Don't forget that one.
In 1990? Yes.
So the Braves have two World Series, Georgia Tech has a national championship, and Atlanta United has an MLS Cup.
So, three. Four.
Four.
I only count two of those. I don't recognize two, the other two.
Kid Branch just makes up his own rules. That's what he wants to count.
Those are my own rules. I don't recognize Georgia Tech winning a shared national championship where they beat a four-loss Nebraska team in the Citrus Bowl out of all places. Come on, dude. You're gonna recognize that as a national championship?
Did they win one?
They didn't win the AP poll.
Were they number one of the coaches?
They may have been.
Who did they share it with that year? Was it Notre Dame?
Was it Notre? No, I think it was. Was it Colorado?
I mean, I don't know.
I
was 10 years old, man.
I can't remember. Braves have won two World Series.
I was 15 when they won their first one.
Falcons, Hawks, The Hawks are making a run to try to get in the playoffs, though. I give them credit. They've been playing good basketball right now.
As long as Trae Young is healthy, the Hawks are dangerous.
I mean, they, especially right now, are the 9th seed in the East. They're in the play-in tournament if it started today, and they're winning. I mean, I think they're getting close to being tied with the Nets. I mean, the Nets could end up being in the play-in tournament with Kyrie and Kevin Durant and all that. And that's a train wreck, too, by the way.
So a report hit, I guess a report was released yesterday that there is now dissension in the Atlanta Braves front office over the whole Freddie Freeman fiasco. There's basically now two camps that have arisen in the front office, which one camp is Anthopoulos' camp that kind of has his back. The other camp is We Miss Freddie Freeman camp, who wanted him back and don't agree. And so there's a division in the Braves front office. Will anything come of that? Don't know.
Why would anything come of it? Freddie could have been a Brave if he wanted to be a Brave. 5 years, $140 million on the table. He wanted the six-year deal at age 32. Braves were going to give him the five-year deal. More money per year at $28 million than what he settled for with the Dodgers, but he got the sixth year at $22 million. So, he could have stayed in Atlanta. Braves would have picked up. If he was producing at the end of that contract, the Braves would have picked him up for probably the same amount of money in a year six. Freddie, if he wanted to be a Brave, he could have been a Brave. Now people are talking about Alex. After all the stuff he did last summer to bring in a World Series team, all these deals he made, and you're sitting here and people, there's two camps. You're telling me there's two camps?
That's what the report says. There's dissension in the Braves front office concerning the Freddie Freeman fiasco.
Well, there's no names associated with the other dissension group?
No.
Oh, well, they're just troublemakers. They need to go. Because Alex brought a World Series to the Braves. Period.
I'm just telling you what the report says. The report says there's dissension. There's Alex Anthopoulos' camp. There's a former Freddie Freeman or a Freddie Freeman former camp.
Well, that camp's in L.A. now.
That's, you know what? Fair point.
You got to look. Move you got to go forward. He's gone.
Yeah, move on. He's not coming back.
He could have been a Brave. He could have stayed a Brave, but he chose not to.
See, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you something, right?
Go ahead.
Me being a baseball guy, I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. I'm gonna tell you why Freddie Freeman's not an Atlanta Brave.
All right, let's hear it.
The reason Freddie Freeman is not an Atlanta Brave is because the group that Freddie Freeman chose to represent him, they weren't representing the best interest of Freddie Freeman. That group was representing getting Freddie Freeman paid the most amount of money.
Okay.
And that group was not passing along information to Freddie Freeman for Freddie Freeman to be driving the boat.
Well,
that's what happened.
That's on him.
He chose them.
He chose them. This is the group that's representing you. Hey, I watched. You told me to go watch Freddie's press conference.
Ooh, it
when
was
he
painful.
Was introduced.
And wasn't
in
it
LA?
Painful?
He wanted to be a million places, but sitting at that podium.
That's right. He sure didn't want to be there, did he?
He did not want to be there, and that tells me that probably deep down he's probably not happy with his people that were representing him. And I give Alex Anthopoulos credit. He said, hey, this is what we're willing to do, and this is the offer we think is fair for you. And that offer, based upon what I've been reading, was on the table as early as last summer. And it was there. And I kept hearing talks, well, we'll talk in the off season, all that kind of stuff. He could have stayed. He just didn't. His people were more interested in money than more interested in where Freddie's heart wanted to be. Period.
He should have been more involved in what was going on with the talks instead of just he needed to be checking in with these people every day. And even maybe he was. That I don't know. Was he checking in every day? Maybe, maybe not. Don't know the answer to that. But what I do know, being a baseball guy, I am telling you, the listener, that there was a disconnect between Freddie Freeman and the folks that were representing him. There were things that were going on in negotiations that Freddie Freeman didn't know about. That's a fact.
So he goes to L.A. 6 years, I think 162.
162.
Okay. You got all these taxes out in California. Way more than taxes in the state of Georgia. Cost of living is through the roof in the state of California. So the deal the Braves were offering him, with all the things involved, taxes and cost of living, you know, is probably would have evened out over the course of the contract if he'd have stayed in Atlanta. Should have stayed, Freddie. I know you. I can tell you wanted to stay, but your people were talking to the Braves front office, and he led them to believe you didn't want to stay. So the Braves went out and got Olsen.
When Chipper Jones says sign the contract, you should sign the contract.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Trying to figure out who's going to play left field for the Dodgers, because I don't have a clue. They, of course, you already heard, they traded A.J. Pollock, who was going to be their opening day left fielder. He's gone. He went to Chicago in the Craig Kimbrell trade. And they had, you know, one thing I don't understand is I really don't understand this move that the Dodgers made. They didn't really need Craig Kimbrell. They had Blake Treinen.
Yes. He throws 100 miles an hour. I
didn't get the move, and you traded away a starter, a starting position player, to bring over a closer that you didn't need. Who, by the way, Craig Kimbrell isn't a spring chicken.
No, he's been around a good amount of time. Braves went out and got the Dodgers closer, and
I guess that's why they felt like they needed to make this move. But the thing is when Kenley Jansen with the Dodgers was struggling, Blake Treinen stepped in and did just fine.
I like Jansen coming to the Braves bullpen. Will Smith can go to being a setup man now. And I think that bullpen, which was the backbone of a championship run last year down the stretch, I think that bullpen's going to be even better. What's your thoughts on that?
Bullpen struggled mightily at the beginning of the season.
Got good come playoff time.
Unhittable.
Yes.
The reason the Braves won the World Series was because of their bullpen.
Because they got put in some awful situations in the playoffs and just were lights out. Just coming in, striking out the side.
Yeah.
I mean,
the reason they won the World Series was because of how good their bullpen was during the playoff run.
I think it's better now. I mean, you got a guy, Jansen, who is a proven closer in this league. Will Smith, yeah, he did the job, but...
Will Smith, you can say what you want about Will Smith in the regular season. Yeah. In the playoffs,
he was
untouchable in the playoffs.
So, you don't like the aspect of him moving out of the closer spot?
I feel like that what it does is it gives you another left-handed arm in the bullpen, right? That's not a closer, and I feel like the Braves have that fulfilled with Matzik and Minter.
Minter, yeah.
And don't forget, Sean Newcomb is still there, too.
Yes, he just got re-signed.
So there's three bullpen arms right there. Granted, unless Sean Newcomb pitches his way into rotation, which I don't see that happening. But there's three left-handed arms there. So with Kenley Jansen taking over as closer, and then you bumping Will Smith down to the setup guy, you know, that basically is going to put Sean Newcomb into the role of being the long reliever or not making the roster.
I think he's going to make the roster. He'll be like the guy that Snitker needs to come in and give him about three or four innings out of the pen, in case your starter only goes three innings or four innings, which, you know, We've seen that happen a lot.
I mean, I guess.
Or do they package Newcomb in some kind of deal to maybe... I like the Braves. I mean, Acuna's not going to be an everyday player again probably until mid-May. Is that your guess? I think he'll probably swing the bat in the DH role, but I don't think he'll be out in the everyday player probably sometime mid-May, based on what I'm reading.
Yeah, mid-May. I agree. I'm still trying to figure out who the Dodgers are going to stick in left field. Luke Rayleigh?
Who knows?
Zach McKinstry? I mean, these. Do you know who they are?
No.
Exactly. These are guys that are on the roster.
But they've got enough pieces around him where whoever they stick out there will have an opportunity to play their way into a starting role moving forward. Or they'll do like the Dodgers do. They'll go out and get somebody at the trading deadline.
To answer your question, I didn't like... And the Braves gave Kenley Jansen like $16 million. Granted, it's like a one-year deal.
Right.
But Will Smith's also in the last year of his contract. He signed a three-year deal. This is the last year three of three for him. He didn't close year one because Melanson was there. Close year two, and you know what? Buckle in, it was a roller coaster.
Oh, it was.
Did a fantastic job in the playoffs. Now year three, he's going to go into the setup role.
Or does he start the season as the closer until, you know, the other guy just kind of plays his way into that role?
I mean, I don't know. You would assume Kenley Jansen would be ready.
Yeah.
You would assume. I mean, I don't know. You know, again, it's another left-handed arm in a bullpen that's loaded with left-handed arms.
Right.
So, I like the Braves bullpen. I wouldn't have signed Kenley Jansen. I would have just kept things the way they were. But, you know, like I just said, it bumps Will Smith down, then it bumps everybody else down. And now you've got a pretty loaded bullpen if Kenley Jansen
comes in and does what the front office thinks he's capable of
doing. Got a reputation, a little bit of being a head case. Well, got a little bit of Mike Foltynewicz in him.
No, he's not that. He's not. Come on, dude. No. He may be a little bit of a head case, but that's a case study case. They're doing case studies of him at major research universities around the country. That's a case study.
You know, he had an ERA of nutty, and he was still in the starting rotation for the Rangers because they just had nobody else.
Getting just hammered. Yeah. Boom. Just like, he had this, like, crook in his neck from watching balls go over the fence, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Is
he still with the Rangers?
I think, yeah. He finished the year in their rotation because they had nowhere else to go. That's my point. His official ERA is nutty.
Mm.
That's what it says on the line, nutty.
Nutty. Well, it doesn't surprise me. Fifth starter for the Braves, who's it going to be? We know Max Fried's going to start opening day again this week.
Fried, Morton, Ian Anderson, you know those three.
Right.
Okay. The prognosis is Soroka's not coming back till August now.
I'm worried that he's ever coming back at all.
I'm in the same boat as you. You and I are sailing there together.
Yeah.
So you're looking at really in 4 and 5. Noah did a good job. Kyle Wright eventually has got to step in. You know, and the truth is with Kyle Wright, we've said it on the show, this is the year. Either do it or don't in Atlanta. This is it for him.
He had a great World Series start, though.
Yes, he did. So Kyle Wright's in the mix. Kyle Moeller, Tucker Davidson. You know, I think those guys are, you'll see in spring, duke it out, and you know, for a little while, you'll have 4 and 5. Don't be surprised, though, if Alex Anthopoulos goes out and brings in a veteran if those guys don't really appease what he wants them to do.
And that probably means that Kyle Wright goes on the trading block for just another pasture, which maybe he'll flourish in.
I disagree with you. I think Kyle Wright is going to put it together. I hope he does. I think he's going to put it together. I think he's going to have a really solid year. I think he's going to be in the rotation the entirety of the season.
Well, that'd be a big plus then.
This is a kid that was the number one pitcher.
Number five pick in the draft.
But he was the number one pitcher in college baseball that year. And he's not a dumb kid. You don't go to Vanderbilt if you're dumb.
Nope.
So, he's a smart kid. should be able to figure it out. It's taken a little longer than what Braves fans and Braves front office wanted and had hoped, but I think this is it. I think in the playoffs and toward the end of the season last year, showed that he had figured some things out down at Gwinnett. This is it for him.
Opening day outfield, who's it going to be?
Well, Acuna's going to DH to start with. Yeah.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets recently released their 2022 football schedule. The Yellow Jackets will open at home against Liberty County on August the 19th. The Jackets will then play rival Statesboro in a neutral site game. Southeast Bullock will take to the road this season against Effingham, Hepzibah, New Hampstead, and Benedictine. Home games include Tattnall County, the aforementioned Liberty, Islands, Wayne, and Burke. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on Twitter, Bishop_show.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.